7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield in Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. Thank you for having me.
All right. Tell us about last night's meeting.
Sure. We started off with a withdrawal, which was a decision on 280 Otter Rock, a new house proposal in Belhaven. We expect that application to come back, but it has been withdrawn, so no longer pending. Second application was Tesla, Inc. This is the former bus yard off of Ladin's Rock. It is unique as it's just a parking lot in Greenwich and no building associated with it, that the building is associated with Stanford. There is a new Tesla repair and leasing center that's going to open up in that location, and they're looking to revise the parking lot layout and use that for vehicles that are getting serviced and leased. Commission was really keen on getting more trees in the parking lot. It's been a big emphasis in the 2019 POCD. It continues to be with the new amended landscaping regulations to ward off effects like runoff and heat island, which is a major concern when you have sort of wide swaths of asphalt in the town. So the applicant was willing to increase some of the trees in the parking lot, not to the level from what we heard last night that the commission's liking. So they're going to consider more and obviously come back at a later date. So that was not decided, but continued. Next is an application we've had for a few meetings, 208 Overlook Drive. Property owner there was looking to do work in an open space easement and open space parcel. It was a subdivided lot about 2 years ago. Erosion on the site led to some work getting done preliminarily to stop it, and their applicant's trying to put it back together with a wall and new plantings and other landscaping. The commission has heard this three times, so really short conversation. Applicants seem to have addressed the overarching concerns, and the commission approved that with modifications. Next, we had the Hahn property that is at 257 South Beach Ave. This is a former residential home right behind some of the stores on the west side of South Beach Avenue. Property owner there has been trying to convert the house into a retail or commercial opportunity, which it is in a commercial zone, which is their right. But the site is tight with parking. Came in last year with earlier this year with a school type class type retail option. That was difficult because of the circulation and the availability of space on the property to park and unload. Now they came back with a classic retail office mix. Showed up layout plan that had about 5 parking spaces. They need probably 9 based on the size of the building. So the commission, again, is very concerned about having parking stretched further in the downtown area of Old Greenwich, which is a consistent complaint about the availability of parking, given all the new tenants in the area and the activity down there. So applicant's going to go back and work on the design and come back at a later date. Next application was Nightingale Veterinary Partners. This is a referral veterinary service that does surgery, mainly eye surgery for your pets. Looking to take over a building at 100 Putnam Green, which is on the corner of Western Junior Highway and West Putnam Avenue. And it is an office now in a residential zone, so legally nonconforming. This veterinary use, they're hoping to impress the commission that it's a equal or less nonconforming use. A lot of discussion. There is a private sewer lateral that goes through this complex, and the sewer division just has some concerns or wants to check and make sure that everything is tight and functioning before they get permits for construction. A lot of discussion about the ins and outs, how frequency of visits, how long the stays are for all the pets. So that's left open for a few of those items to be addressed, and we'll be back at a later meeting. Next, we had 100 East Putnam Avenue. This is the building that's under construction in Cost-Cobb, former M&T Bank, former Friendly's, depending on when you move to town. They have an existing nonconforming rights to a bank on the first floor there, which was approved with the full building design. The tenant or the leasing options there, they decided that a bank was not going to be viable, and they are looking to have another use there. We call it a medical spa, which is sort of an enhanced spa treatment type of use, which is not permitted on the first floor in the zone as well, but again, legally nonconforming, switching to another one. The commission has the option of possibly considering it if they find it to be equal or less nonconforming. A lot of discussion about the comings and goings. These services are probably not familiar to the most of us. You know, these float tanks and IVs and, you know, light therapy and things like that, which are very much in vogue and have more frequently popped up in town. But again, understanding what the turnaround is, how many people come, how frequently people attend these type of services, because the parking on the site, the commission just wants to make sure that those things are not being exacerbated or you know, it's not going to become a problem in the execution if a business opened. So a little more detail on the business model, the turnover, the number of people that are going to be attending during the regular business hours. And the applicant was willing to do that and come back. So, again, no decision there, but we will be hearing it probably at the next meeting. The next set of items were either postponed or withdrawn and resubmitted, so we didn't talk about that. And then lastly, we had a pre-application discussion regarding 260 Palmer Avenue. The property owner there is interested in building an accessory dwelling unit on the property. Had an interesting layout with the accessory dwelling unit being a renovation of the current home and building the new home behind it or next to it, I should say. It's a corner lot. A lot of concerns about the layout with regards to how the regulations address ADUs, and the main goal is to have them to be subsidiary and secondary to a main residence, and the sort of the organization of the proposal was a little just cumbersome, and so a lot of feedback, but the applicant, obviously, in a non-binding discussion, the applicant took that under advisement and will make decisions going forward. So that was the end of our meeting.
All right, Pat, before we get to what's happening in the next meeting, I want to ask you for an update as the attorneys for the Mason Street development that was denied a few weeks ago. I guess they've sent a letter. Are they resubmitting? What's an update on that?
Sure. So as an affordable housing project under Section 830G, there is a it's a resubmission clause. It's really, I think, more akin to an additional extension time to come back and address things. The application was filed last week within the statutory window to do so. The commission now has 65 days from the, I believe it's the 8th, which was last Tuesday, to review what's been provided and render another decision, essentially, one that hopefully addresses their concerns. But if not, then the commission will have to take, make the decision that they need to make.
All right. And you got one more meeting during the month of October, right?
We do. One more this month, two more next month, and one more in December. So four more meetings for the year right now. So we will be talking about 49 Sherwood Ave. That's the HO project, trying to renovate an existing historic structure and add a third unit on the property. We'll also be talking about Steamboat Road and Davenport Ave. This is a renovation of some of the existing buildings there for the Berkeley Corporation. They're looking to knock down existing buildings on several lots and build a single office building and parking lot there. And then we are intending to, but I don't have a firm grasp on if we have everything we need for the Palmer Hill Scenic Road application. So that's sort of the big ones coming up on the 29th.
All right, fantastic. Pat, as always, thanks very much.
Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.
You too.